Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Bhakti Vedanta ki, Granthara, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Kirila, Maharaj ki, Go Prem Anandi. So which chapter are we up to? Chapter 37. What is it called? Keshi and Vyoma
Sura.
Okay. And then tonight we'll finish the chapter. We'll go from verses go from verses 15 to 32 of the chapter. Then we'll finish the chapter off. Okay, so we'll go from verses 15 to 32. In just 2 days, O Almighty Lord, I will see the deaths of Chanura, Mushtika, and other wrestlers, along with those of the elephants, of the elephant Kubalaya Teeth, and King Kamsa, all by your hand. Then I will see you kill Kala Yavana, Muda, Naraka, and the conch demon. I will also see you steal the Parijata flower and defeat Indra. I will then see you marry many daughters of heroic kings, after paying for them with your valor. Then, O Lord of the universe in Dwarka, you will deliver King Riga from a curse and take for yourself the Shamantaka jewel, together with another wife. You will bring back a Brahmana's dead son from the abode of your servant Yamaraj, and thereafter you will king, you will kill Pondraka. Burn down the city of Kashi and annihilate Dantavakra and the king of Chedi during the great Rajasuya sacrifice. I shall see all these heroic pastimes, along with many others you will perform during your residence in Dwarika. These pastimes are glorified on this earth in the songs of transcendental poets. So what is interesting about these verses?
Predicting the future.
Predicting the future. So what does that mean?
I think...
Yeah, Trikalagya. Yeah, which means Narada can see the past, the present, and the future. This is in one book. Just leave it there. Thank you. So he can see all three phases of time. The only people, or the only person, who can see all three phases of time is either Krishna or a very advanced transcendentalist. Someone has to be very powerful to see past, the present, and the future. So Narada, he has this potency, has this ability. So he can see what has taken place in the past, what will happen in the future, like that. Only very powerful people can see this, like Prabhupada himself, or you know, obviously Krishna can see it. So the other interesting fact is, this is Nitya Lila. Which means these pastimes, they take place again and again and again. So Prabhupada explains it is like a traveling roadshow or a traveling circus. So you'll see sometimes a circus will come. Do they come here in this area? Where do they set up? Near Luna Park. Yeah, down there. Okay. So they sit up in the gardens and then they pack up and they go to the western suburbs, they set up, and then they go somewhere else, Geelong, and then they set up. And So the show goes on and on and again. Same show, but they do it again and again and again. So Prabhupada explains, it is like every time Krishna leaves the universe, he goes to the next universe, and in the next universe, then he performs the same pastimes again. So because Narada has the ability to travel anywhere in the material and the spiritual world, he's seen these pastimes many times take place. Sometimes they are different, but sometimes they are the same. So Krishna has an element of some pastimes are new, which has not been seen before. Many of them are repeated. So Narada is saying, you will do this, you will do that. Because also he's Trikalinga. So he's extremely powerful. He travels on the sound of his Veena. He plays the Veena, as we've heard earlier in the Bhagavatam. Then on the sound, he travels. And he has the ability to go into the spiritual world, out of the spiritual world, any of the places in the material world, different universes. So he can see anything and everything. There's no restriction. So that is Narada's potency. The other point, which is there, is that Krishna's leelas are there, ever fresh. So, Puranam Purusham Navayovanam Cha. Lord Brahma says in the Brahma Samhita, Krishna is the oldest person, but he always remains a youth. And by his potency of yoga maya, the pastimes are fresh. So when he performs the pastime, even though he's performed it many, many times, practically he's eternally performing these nitya lila, which means he's killed these demons thousands of times, millions of times. But still when he does it, it is not that he is bored, because it is by the potency of yoga maya, it is fresh. It is like the whole thing is done for the first time. So it has to be like that. Otherwise the spiritual world could not have any pleasure. We only get pleasure when there's mystery, when there's excitement, when there is freshness, when there is spontaneity. Without these elements in life, life becomes very monotonous and boring. Hands up if you like your job. One person. Mahatma Prabhu likes his job. But no one else puts their hands up. Why is it that you don't like your job? What are words that you can use to describe your job? Monotonous, boring, repetitious,
stressful.
Stressful. Like that. So it's not pleasurable. We don't enjoy it. So if it was like that, if Krishna's pastimes were like that, if Krishna thinks, oh, I've done this before, I know what happens, you know, here he comes again, you know, he goes left, I go right, it's like, you know, it's like, there's no pleasure for Krishna, but it's always fresh. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Krishna himself forgets what's going to take place. Savagya and Mokdatta. Mokdatta means he forgets by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, so he cannot remember what will take place. He doesn't understand what will happen next. On another level he does, but during the pastime it's all fresh, it's all spontaneous. So it must be like that, otherwise Krishna's pastimes would have no pleasure. Just like when he meets Radharani, especially in the gopis, it describes, it's like he's meeting them for the first time. Otherwise, what would be the pleasure? There's no feeling of porvarag. Porvarag means fresh, first time. It means like I just met them. So when Radha and Krishna come together, that element or that feeling is within the relationship. This is the first time that we met. And they experience the bliss of the first time meeting. So that is the potency of the pastime potency, the Leela Shakti, the Yogamaya potency. Without that, then Krishna's pastimes do not have pleasure. So what's being spoken of here, Narada is saying, you did all this, you will do all this, yet it will be immensely pleasurable. It is the most pleasurable. And even if we go back to the spiritual world, which, you know, by Krishna's grace and Prabhupada's grace, one day we may go back. And previously we were in the spiritual world, but when we get there, you'll never be bored. Right? It's not like in the material world. It's different. Totally different experience. Just like in 1968, one of Prabhupada's disciples said, Prabhupada, what is it like in Goloka Vrindavan? What did Prabhupada say? He said, there are no draft boards. Because at that time, the Vietnam War was on. And if the government said, the draft board means, if they call your name, they say, now you have to go and fight in Vietnam. Right? By force, by law. Right? So if they tell you you have to go, you have to go. So everyone was very fearful because no one wanted to go to Vietnam and fight and die. So they said to Prabhupada, what is it like in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, there are no draft boards. To give you an idea of what it's like there, right? It's only pleasure. And the pleasure comes from Krishna's association. Then everything becomes. So it is always fresh. But Narada is saying here, you will do this, you will do that, you will do that. Krishna knows he will do it, but at the same time, it's all fresh when he does it. It feels spontaneous. Any points?
Can you say, Srila Prabhupada saw Lord Krishna directly? Yeah. Because I heard on the net, internet that 1964, when Prabhupada was in Jhansi, he was dancing and chanting all over in the temple. And then his first disciple, Acharya Mishra, he asked him, what is this? Why are you so extended dancing? So Prabhupada didn't say much. Next day he asked again in a different way. He said, yes, I'll tell you, but don't tell anyone. And he told that Krishna came and gave him a garland of kadamba flower, very huge kadamba flower. At that time, you can't even mind, small one. It was huge. Krishna gave himself. And then, when Krishna was going away, he wanted to touch his feet. And Krishna just disappeared.
Yeah, Prabhupada said several times that he had seen Krishna or he'd spoken to Krishna like that. So we understand that he has and did.
So we are serving such a potent, pure spiritual master.
Yeah. Prabhupada is Krishna's eternal servant. We don't know who he is in Krishna's past life, but it's Krishna's eternal servant.
And
you're welcome. Any other points?
Yogamaya covers Krishna so that he doesn't remember and is ever fresh for him as well. And sometimes we see that Yogamaya looks like she is more powerful, he knows she is empowered by Krishna, but she knows what's going to happen rather than Krishna. And so how do we understand the balance? Understand what? Like how is it that Yogamaya knows what's going to happen and Yogamaya has the power to make Krishna forget? And she will know what will happen, but Krishna will not know what will happen in the past time.
A simple way to explain it is like, say, if you're Bill Gates, right, or someone very powerful, so then you give your mother or someone your credit card, so you organize a party for me. So it's your potency, it's all of those things. But you come, you don't know what's going to happen, and they organize it for you. So it's something like that. So she's given the potency by Krishna, and Krishna says, now you take care of everything. So she takes care. Krishna comes, right? And in the Rasa Leela, the pastimes we read, when the Rasa Leela takes place, it says that Krishna Chakraya Thakura says that even Krishna is amazed. when he sees it all taking place. And Krishna, and then it says that Krishna feels like he is just a puppet inside the drama. That's how he feels, because he's so amazed by his pastime potency. So it's his potency, but his potency has independence. Make sense? Yeah. So, something like that.
How are we born? We forget our past lives. It's like we just forgetful, but on a certain level, something as part of us, I don't know which part, we know. So is that similar in the way they forget?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
So does that come when they take birth? Or when they appear and take birth?
It's up to Krishna what they can remember, what they, or what they do not remember. The point is that in the pastimes, then these are Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes. So Krishna covers everyone, so they feel like it's all fresh. Radharani feels like she's meeting Krishna for the first time. Krishna feels like she's meeting Radharani for the first time. So, but they're eternal associates. They were together the day before. But the next day they feel like, oh, first time we met. And each time the new universe, they enter a new universe. Then they have the Purvaraga, the Leela of meeting for the first time. They've met so many times. So just it goes on and on and on.
Same forgetfulness
doesn't apply when we are in the Vipra Lanka. In what? In Vipra Lanka, where when we are in separation, that time they remember so much and Madhya Shura, and they even try so much of the Vipra Lanka, Krishna, and Sasa. Yeah. Yeah, so in one day they go through so many different emotions, you know, and so many different experiences, and that's all by the arrangement of Yogamaya. So sometimes Yogamaya covers them at a certain part of the day, so they feel like the first time they're meeting. And then later on in the day, they feel like they've always been associating. So it's just Krishna's, it's the Leela Shakti, according to what Krishna desires or wants to experience. Anything else? What's it called, that thing, fidget thing? Huh? No fidget spinners in the Bhakti Vedanta class.
Thank you.
After class you can fidget spin. Hare Krishna. You can do it if you want, as long as no one's distracted. Okay. Subsequently, I will see you appear as time personified, serving as Arjuna's chariot driver and destroying entire armies of soldiers to rid the earth of her burden. So who do we see Krishna hear us? Time is on the point, but that's more allegorical. Who is he here? Yeah, Parthasarathi. He is the driver of Arjuna's chariot. So this is how Krishna likes to be. This is how Krishna likes to exist. Krishna prefers to be the servant of his
devotees.
Even God himself prefers to serve the devotees. Therefore, no position is higher in creation than to serve the devotees of Krishna. That is the highest. Krishna says to Arjuna, one who says he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But one who says he is the devotee of the devotee, he is my devotee. So that is the constitutional position. So much so that even Krishna, he likes to serve the devotee. Right, you see in the 10th canto, right? He serves Nanda Maharaj. Prabhupada said he carries the chapel, right? His father's shoes on his head. He serves Srimati Radharani, decorates her hair. He serves the cowherd boys. He says, you just enjoy the picnic, I'll go and find the calves. So he prefers to be that in that position. So he shows his position as Parthasarathi. He likes to drive Arjuna's chariot. So therefore our the best position that we can be in is as servant of the devotees. Gopi Bhatu, Pada Kamalayo, Dasa Dasa, Anodasa. You have to serve the devotees. If you don't serve the devotees, you'll never become dear to Krishna. We become dear to Krishna when Krishna sees we are serving his devotees. Just like Prabhupada says, he was giving a lecture on Radhashtami, which soon Radhashtami is. End of August or beginning of September. Radhashtami will come. So Prabhupada was speaking on Radhashtami and he said, if you take a flower and then you offer it to Radharani, then Srimati Radharani, and she'll take that flower and she will offer it to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, no matter how foolish you are, if Radharani offers that flower to Krishna on your behalf, Krishna will accept it. Right? So that means Gopi Bhatu, Pada Kamalayo, Dasa Dasa Dasa. That is how you reach Krishna. You cannot reach Krishna directly, especially in our position. It's not possible. We have no adhikara qualification. Krishna has personal servants, right? Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are personal servants of Krishna. They can personally serve him anytime. But the manjaris, which means the assistants of the gopis, they cannot directly serve Krishna unless they are permitted or empowered to serve Krishna directly. Otherwise, it's not possible. So in the same way, because we cannot take the position of the direct associates of Krishna, we can only serve them or assist them. So therefore, our position is just to serve the devotees. You have to please the devotees. Always make the devotees happy. Rupa Goswami says, never create ill feelings in the hearts of the devotees. Never make them feel negative towards you. It doesn't matter who they are, even your family. You have to treat them in such a way that they feel happy and satisfied. All of the devotees. It's impossible to satisfy everyone, because there's always going to be some people who are not satisfied with you. That's the nature of it. But at least we should have that attitude of service. So Krishna here, he says, Narada says, you are time. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi, I am time. Time I am, the destroyer of the world. So that is Krishna's nature. So when he comes into the material world to perform these pastimes, this is not Krishna's original form. Killing demons is a secondary activity. It's an expanded form of Krishna. It is the Vasudeva feature. It is not Krishna's original form, Swayam Bhagavan. The original form is in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, that original form of Krishna, the son of Yashoda and Nanda, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, he never directly kills demons. Right? If the demon is killed, an expansion comes out, the expansion kills the demon, and then the expansion enters back into Krishna. The Krishna there. And when he leaves Vrindavan, which in the next couple of chapters we're going to see Krishna leave Vrindavan, that is an expanded form. The original form stays in Vrindavan. So when Krishna does all of these things, it is not the original form. The original form does not drive the chariot or kill the demons like that. Factually speaking, it is like the time factor. Now Krishna's expanded form does all of this and all. Any points?
Even in the Bhagavatam, when we see the first canto, Krishna is introduced in the Bhagavatam region. He likes to be known as the so his first introduction in Bhagavatam is also when he was trying to save Arjuna from Shrathana's getting from Master Shrathana. That's how we were introduced in the Bhagavatam.
Which chapter?
Seven.
Good. Any other points? Okay. Let us approach you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for shelter. You are full of perfectly pure spiritual awareness and are always situated in your original identity. Since your will is never thwarted, you have already achieved all possible desirable things, and by the power of your spiritual energy, you remain eternally aloof from the flow of the qualities of illusion. So these two verses, these are prayers by Narada. Narada has stated, repeated, or he is predicting Krishna's pastimes that will come. Now he is offering two prayers in these two verses, which are very instructive, very powerful, very beautiful prayers. If you read the Sanskrit is very powerful. It says, Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Swa Samstaya. So, Krishna's position is eternally fixed. Krishna's constitution is Vishuddha Sattva. What is Vishuddha Sattva? Pure goodness. What is pure goodness? No contamination.
Perfection.
Yeah, perfection. So what are the qualities of pure goodness?
Equipoise.
So many qualities today. We have to develop all these qualities. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he instructs Sanatana Goswami, he says there are 26 qualities of the devotee. What are the 26? Yeah, that's a different verse. That's not. Yeah, that's a different verse. But he gives 26 qualities: Kripalua, Krita, Droha, Sachasara, Sama. Right? He gives all these different qualities which are there. So we need to develop those qualities. The qualities, they are the qualities of pure goodness, of Vishuddha Sattva. If you don't have these qualities, you can't go back into Goloka Vrindavan. You can't associate with Krishna unless you have qualities in Vishuddha Sattva or pure goodness. Now, which of the 26 qualities is most important? What is it called? Krishnaika Sharana. Of the 26, that one is called Srup Lakshana. And the other 25 are called Tatashta Lakshana, which means they are secondary or marginal or dependent on the first quality. Swarup means the essential quality. So the essential quality is Krishnaika Sharana. What is Krishna's final instruction in the Bhagavad Gita? Mam Ekam Sharanam Praja. So Krishna says, Mam Ekam Sharanam. So Krishnaika Sharana, Krishna Eka Sharana, you must surrender to Krishna. That's the main or principal quality of the devotee. If you develop that quality, all the other qualities will manifest. Then you'll become merciful, humble, truthful, equipoised, grave, mild, all the other qualities, they will come. But only when you develop Krishna Eka Sharana, or the main quality. So Krishna is in Vishuddha Sattva, and we can only associate with him when we also enter the stage or the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. Now Prabhupada says, if you read the Nectar of Instruction, in the introduction or the preface, Prabhupada states that the purpose of this book is to bring you from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness. Because from goodness, the material mode of goodness, sattva gun, that is like a springboard or a platform or a stepping stone to pure goodness. Because it says here in this verse, Krishna is Vishuddha Sattva. So he's in pure goodness. So we also have to develop the qualities of pure goodness. Now, one of the acharyas is commenting on the Bhagavatam. He says, when you look at the material mode of goodness and the spiritual mode of goodness, sattva guna and vishuddha sattva, they're very similar. They're very similar. Right? So if you develop the mode of goodness and practice being in the mode of goodness, which means the way you deal with people, very well mannered, very polite, very proper in your conduct, then it's much easier to enter into shuddha sattva, pure goodness, because all the same qualities are there. So we have to develop all of these godly qualities, and by developing these, then we can enter into shuddha sattva. So that is the goal of life. The goal of life is to enter into Krishna's association, but we have to become qualified to enter. So, in the spiritual world, the acharyas describe that there was no frustration. In the material world, there was always frustration. In the spiritual world, that is not there. Now, why is that not there? No. The reason there is no frustration is because everyone's desires are pure. You only become frustrated in this material world because our desires are impure. No. And what happens when you have impure desires? Yeah, you never be satisfied. So, do you ever feel frustrated in this world? The only time, every day. Yeah. The only time we're frustrated is when our desires are impure. Because if your desires are pure, just to serve Guru, Krishna, Vaishnavas, right, then you cannot be dissatisfied. The nature of the soul is to be satisfied. And as long as you're serving Krishna purely, you'll always feel satisfied. So that is the nature of the soul. That is how we get onto this spiritual platform. By serving Krishna purely, without adulteration, without material desires. So, how do we become free from the mode's material nature? Krishna himself answers this in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. What is the 14th chapter of the Gita called? Chapter 14. No, that's 16. Three modes of material nature. Yeah, 14th chapter. Three modes of material nature. It's about the three gunas. Right. So three modes of material nature. Now, Krishna himself, he gives the famous verse. Anyone knows the verse? Chapter 14. About becoming free from the modes of nature. Right. Krishna gives famous verse. Right. And Krishna says that if you become free from the modes of material nature, then you can serve him pure in the transcendental position. So we're meant to come to the transcendental position, free from the modes. Now, how do you become free from the modes of material nature? Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary on this verse, he said, you must get the association of Krishna and pure devotees of Krishna. So it's entirely based, our spiritual advancement is entirely based on our association. How do you get the association of Krishna directly in this world? Yeah, all these things, right? The Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. The holy name is non-different from Krishna. Right? The deities are non-different from Krishna. So by the association of Krishna through these forms, which are non-different from him, we become purified. And by association of pure devotees. We have to find pure devotees and associate with them. Either by vani or vapu. By their actual physical association or by their instructions. Just like when you read Prabhupada's books, you're directly associating with Prabhupada. So that is the system. And by doing that, we can rise above the modes of nature. So Narada is saying in this verse that Krishna is completely free from the modes of nature. If we want to become free, yeah, hands up, you want to become free from the modes of material nature? Okay. We pray for you. We need to pray for each other, that we can become free from the modes of material nature. It is not easy to become free from the modes of material nature. Was anyone here affected by the mode of ignorance today? One person. Perfect. Anyone affected by the mode of passion? Okay, two people. Anyone affected by the mode of goodness? Yeah, we're affected by all the modes. Krishna says in the 14th chapter, he said the modes are always fighting for supremacy. Right? We're in the mode of goodness, they're in the mode of passion, they're in the mode of ignorance continuously. They're fighting like that. We want to become free from the influence of the modes. So you have to come into the mode of pure goodness. Just like Prabhupada was always in the mode of pure goodness. He wasn't affected by the lower modes of material nature at any time. Very exalted state of consciousness. So we have to strive, work very hard to enter into that point. So, any points?
How is the mode of pure goodness different from the mode of goodness?
Mode of goodness is still a little contaminated by passion and ignorance. Whereas in pure goodness, you're no longer contaminated by passion and ignorance. So it's called Mishra Sattva. Mishra Sattva means it's mixed at the moment. There's no such thing as pure goodness in this world. It's always the sun contamination.
I was actually thinking about it today during the day.
And what happened?
Sattva and pure goodness. I think, please correct me if I'm wrong, my thoughts were that you can only go up to that stage where you can at least create an environment of sattva-gun in your eating, in your doing things and all that. But other than that, I think it is going to be pure mercy. You know, as human beings.
It's association. You have to associate with Krishna and pure devotees. And by that association, you can be lifted to the higher plane. Any other points?
That verse is mantra.
You know it? It's an important verse in the Gita. And we should learn that verse. Okay. So Narada gives another prayer. I bow down to you, the Supreme Controller, who are dependent only on yourself. By your potency, you have constructed the unlimited particular arrangements of this universe. Now you have appeared as the greatest hero among the Yadus, Vrishnis, and Satvatas, and have chosen to participate in human warfare. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, when Krishna comes to the material world, it is simply to play. What do we come to the material world for? Suffering. Yeah. We only come here to suffer. What else do we only come for?
To become God.
To become God. Yes. Now we are God. Okay, what else do we come here for? Yeah, well that's what we're supposed to be doing. We didn't come here for that, but now we have to learn that. What is it? To try to enjoy. Yeah. How is your trying to enjoy going? Not so good. Really? A lot of realization. Only devotee kids can see like this. Devotee kids are much more advanced than none of it. Your friends wouldn't say that though, would they? At school? You say, what did you come to this world for? They say, to try to enjoy. They wouldn't say that though, would they? No. Devotee kids see things differently. So, we come into this world to work. When you're here in this world, you have to work. What happens if you don't work? No mula. And no mula means?
No food,
no electricity, nowhere to sleep, no Crocs. No Birkenstocks, You can't have anything. You have to work. Right? In this material world, you have to work. But when Krishna comes, he simply comes to play. It is lila. It's no work. Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Nothing is strenuous for him. He doesn't even have to go onto the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He doesn't have to do it. He can just, as time, he can just wipe everyone out. Just by his desire, he can annihilate everyone. There's so many ways he can do things, but he likes to enjoy. Therefore, he gets on the chariot, he goes through the whole battle, 18 days, right? Long days, but he's just enjoying. And actually, sometimes the acharyas say the pastimes in the material world are more pleasurable than the pastimes in the spiritual world. Because there are certain things in the material world that he cannot do in the spiritual world. Right? There's no battle of Kurukshetra in the spiritual world. No? There's certain pastimes that only take place here. So sometimes the pastimes here are even more enjoyable than in the spiritual world. So Krishna just comes to play. It is lila, which means it is always enjoyable. Did you enjoy every moment of today? No, generally devoted, we don't enjoy everything because some things we have to do is just laborious. You know, it's hard work in this world. Like if you're cold in your house, how do you make it warm? Turn the heater on. So how do you turn the heater on? Yeah, you think about Krishna and then the heater comes on. Yeah. I don't know what you were thinking. How do you turn the heater on? Yeah, it's a switch, right? If you want to turn the heat on your house, it takes how long? 1 second. Right? Go like that. Right? But in my house, in my ashram, it's wood fire. Right? So it's work. Right? I was just about to leave today to come here to teach, you know, and my wife, she'd already left. She had to go and do something. And she didn't, you know, have the fire going. So then I had to spend like 10 minutes getting the fire going, go and get the wood, get it, make it go, you know, so when she gets back, it's warm. Otherwise, I'm driving to Melbourne, I get a text, like, you know, how come the fire's not working? Right? How come the fire's not on? You know, so it's work. It's the material world, right? I'm already tired. You know, I've got a hard day. I have to work. You know, I have to study the Bhagavad Gita all day, right? Just so I can come and speak here tonight. It's hard work, right? And then I have to come here and I've got all you children I have to look after. You know, I know you're here and you're going to have your questions and all like that. So it's work. Right? And then on top of that, I have to light the fire to keep it going. And it's freezing at the moment. But, you know, it was ice down the farm the last couple of nights, like ice. Woke up in the morning, everything was ice. I couldn't even get out of my bed. The sheets had turned into ice on my bed, and I had to break it and then get out. Such a posh you never saw. Not really like that. But the point is that this world is work. Therefore, this world is called Durga. Durga means hard going or prison house. It is hard in this world.
Hard labor.
What's that?
Hard labor.
Hard labor. Yeah. But when you come into where Krishna comes in this world, it is only play. Everything is easy for him. It is just pleasure. That's all. Krishna never experiences anything but pleasure. See, Krishna turned to Bhagavan, a key. Any points?
Srila Prabhupada used to cry when he used to, I think it was in Melbourne, he was seeing all the people rushing to work early in the morning, and then he said, so much they are working hard unnecessarily, and Krishna is waiting to take them home back to God, and they don't have to work. He said, their minds working.
Yeah.
Prabhupada appears in his eyes when he saw the street in Melbourne, crossing the street early in the morning to go to work.
Yeah, it's so much fun going to work here.
My son's only 22 and he goes from 6:30 in the morning to work and he works till 9:30 at night, 10:30. They're working so hard and still never enough.
It's the perfection of human life. Work like a dog and then die. In Japan, because Japan, very long hours, like Australia also, but Japan, it's becoming common now. People are not coming home from work. They die on the job.
They're dying.
Just common. Yeah, they're just doing the thing. They go, and you know, dead.
Use the capsule hotels. You can sleep there and then can go back to work again. And then only on the weekends they go home. It's a very common phenomenon in Tokyo now.
Yeah, it's a good life. You have your own capsule. Enjoy it, huh? Any other points? Okay. I bow down to you, the Supreme Controller. Did we read that? Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus addressed Lord Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, Narada bowed down and offered him obeisances. Then that great sage and most eminent devotee took his leave from the Lord and went away, feeling great joy at having directly seen him. After killing the demon Keshi in battle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead continued to tend the cows and other animals in the company of his joyful cowherd boyfriends. Thus he brought happiness to all the residents of Vrindavan. So what Narada saw was his original form. His original form is the form of a cowherd boy. Well, Brahma says, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchitananda, Vigraha, Anadya, Adya, Govinda, Govinda, he says. That is the original form of God. He is a cowherd boy. Yeah, that is the original form. So the darshan that Narada had, Narada walked into Vrindavan, then he saw the original form of God. So what the residents of Vrindavan see every day is the original form of God. But Narada is not like a pure Brijbasi. Therefore, he is also attracted to the pastimes outside of Braj. So he's saying to Krishna, come out now. Come and do these other pastimes. Some devotees get more pleasure from the Mathura pastimes or the Dwarka pastimes or like that. Hands up, you get the most pleasure from the Vrindavan pastimes. Oh, nice group. Okay. So then this chapter, we're going back to chapter 1. Is it okay? Mm. You can't tell any Buddha Prabhu. Okay. If you see him tomorrow, say we're doing chapter 38. Okay. Everyone remember?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. So, this form of Krishna is the original form. So now Narada, he's praying to Krishna, but now he leaves. Because actually Narada is a Vaikuntha Basi. That's his constitutional position. His mood is a little different. He's allowed to go into Vrindavan, but he doesn't stay in Vrindavan. He even takes the form of a gopi, but he can't enter into the Rasa Lila. Any points? One day, the cowherd boys, while grazing their animals on the mountain slopes, played the game of stealing and hiding, acting out the roles of rival thieves and herders. What is this game called? Yeah, it's like hide and seek. In that game, O king, some acted as thieves, others as shepherds, and others as sheep. They played the game happily, without fear of danger. So what is the interesting point in that verse? Without danger.
No fear.
No fear. What is Prabhupada's name? Abhay. Abhay. No fear. Right? The nature of the spiritual world is there is no fear. You don't have to be scared of anything. Nothing ever goes wrong. There's no anxiety in the spiritual world. There's anxiety, but it's for Krishna, so it's a different type of anxiety. But there's no, it is Vaikuntha, which means no distress, no anxiety. This material world is just fear and anxiety. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, right? All the time. So, why is there no fear or anxiety in the spiritual world? Sarveshu, samabhuteshu. Because all of the living entities there, they see everyone as being a friend. Because they are pure spiritual consciousness. And when you're in pure spiritual consciousness, you see all other living entities as friends. That's the nature of spiritual consciousness. Right? One time one devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, everyone likes you." What did Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said, "Yes, because I like everyone." I said, "Prabhupada, everyone likes you." Prabhupada said, "Yes, because I like everyone." That is the nature of the spiritual world. Every living entity has that level of consciousness. Everyone is friendly. In the material world, people are not necessarily friendly. Because they're full of matsara, which means envy. In the spiritual world, it's near matsara, which means no envy. So therefore, everyone is friendly. Therefore, there is no friction, there is no fear, there is no distress or anxiety. That is the nature of the spiritual sky. Any points?
That's why when we see Parikshit Maharaj asking for some boons, when the Bhagavatam was about to be spoken, Gurudev Mahaprabhu has stressed this in one of his earlier retreats, that he says, "I want to be friendly with every living entity." That is one of the blessings that Parikshit Maharaj asks for.
Yeah.
And Gurudev was stressing on the point, he's not saying that everyone should be friendly with him. He wants to be friendly. So he said that should be the consciousness of the devotee, that he's trying to be friendly with him.
Okay. A powerful magician named Vyoma, son of the demon Maya, then appeared on the scene in the guise of a cowherd boy. Pretending to join the game as a thief, he proceeded to steal most of the cowherd boys who were acting as
sheep.
So, what does this demon represent? Vyomasura. The killing of Vyomasura, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, illustrates the need to give up the company of thieves and other rascals, as well as cheating impostors who disguise themselves as devotees. People dress up as devotee, but actually they just want to cheat you. This becomes common in Kali Yuga, actually. In Kali Yuga, people, they dress up like devotees, but actually trying to cheat the other devotees. Bad association. They teach you bad habits. A devotee should teach you good habits. Sadhu Sangha means devotees should be sadhu. Sadhu means all good qualities. You associate with devotee, you feel purified. But if you associate with these cheating devotees, they give you bad qualities, bad habits. So you have to give up their association. You have to recognize them, who they are. Just like Krishna, he could see Vyoma. Right? Looks like cowherd boy, dresses like cowherd boy, but he's causing problems to the others. So if we see like that, we have to root it out. We have to get the door and say, "Hey, not good." Tell the senior devotees, and this devotee is doing something, no good. Either you say something or you get someone who's in the position to say something. So I have to be careful.
So,
In spiritual life, you have to choose your association very carefully. You have to see who are the devotees you want to be like. Emulate. When I moved into the temple, you know, many years ago, and then I was a young boy, and then I saw so many devotees are there, but I want to be like this one, I want to be like this one, and I choose the ones that I, and then I always try and get their association. Just like there was one devotee here, was here last week, came here for a few days, what was his name? Atul Krishna. My good friend, Atul Krishna, one of my best friends. So when I joined, I saw he had so many good qualities. Right? So staunch, so strong. Even now, he's so fixed in Krishna consciousness. So serious. So I wanted to be like him. But I've never been able to become like him. He has some qualities I cannot emulate. But I wanted to be like him. So then I followed in his footsteps. I sought out his association, even now. Still, we're friends after so many years. You know, I like to get his association, and we exchange things together. And he says, you know, what about this? I say, what about this? And we exchange things. So this is, if you want to advance in this, in Krishna consciousness, you have to choose your association carefully. Right? We have to be friendly and respectful to every devotee. But you have to see the devotees who have the qualities that you want, and you have to associate with them. Right? And you follow them, you serve them, and you emulate them. And then you develop that quality. And that's how we choose guru. Right? Why do you choose particular spiritual master? Because you see the guru, you say, I want to be like that person. I want to be like Jayapataka Swami. I want to be like Radhanath Swami. I want to be like Burujan Prabhu. I want to be like Devamrita Swami. I want to be like Vedavyas Puri Maharaj. I want to be like so many doors, Kanamagana, so many. I want to be like them. We, of course, we cannot be like them because they are much more advanced than us. But by their association, we will develop in our spiritual life. That's the process. So if someone is not acting properly, like Vyomasura, right, we have to get them, so grab them. Say, hey. What do you say? Hey, badmosh.
Badmosh.
Sorry. Hey, I'll do it again. Badmosh. Hey, badmosh. Hey, badmosh. Right? You have to grab it and say, hey, stop acting like this in the association of devotees. To pull them out, you know, take out Vyomasura, not good, because it will contaminate the other devotees. You see, some nonsense is there, and you have to get it and take it out. And that's the system. So Krishna was protecting the devotees. Now he saw that Vyomasura was causing problems, so he got him. Right, and then we hear in the next few verses how Krishna destroys Vyomasura. Okay. Gradually, the great demon abducted more and more of the cowherd boys and cast them into a mountain cave, which he sealed shut with a boulder. Finally, only four or five boys acting as sheep remained in the game. Lord Krishna, who shelters all saintly devotees, understood perfectly well what Vyomasura was doing. Just as a lion grabs a wolf, Krishna forcefully seized the demon as he was taking away more cowherd boys. So he grabbed him, and actually it's in this verse, so we'll describe. The demon changed into his original form as big and powerful as a great mountain, but try as he might to free himself, he could not do so, having lost his strength from being held by the Lord's tight grip. Lord Achyutya clutched Vyomasura between his arms and threw him to the ground. Then, while the demigods in heaven looked on, Krishna killed him in the same way that one kills a sacrificial animal. So he killed him by
strangulation.
Yeah, strangulation. Yeah. He strangled him. He got him around the neck and pulled, grabbed his neck, and he pulled out. He cut off his blood supply and his breathing, and he strangled him to death. Huh? Because what was Vyomasura doing? Taking the cowherd boys, and where was he putting them? In the cave, and then what was he doing? Shut the cave. So they could not breathe. And Krishna said, you're doing that to my devotees? Grabbed him, right? And then, so he could not breathe. Strangled him. So this is the kind of person Krishna is. Yeyata mam prabhajante. As you act to me, I will act to you. That's Krishna. If you act nicely, Krishna is the nicest person. He's the most amiable, most well-wishing, most friendly person. Suridam, sarva-bhutanam, Krishna says. But if you're a rascal, Krishna will say, you want to be a rascal? I'll show you what rascal is. Right? You want to cause problem? I'll show you what problem is. Right? And Krishna is like that. So if you are giving problem to Krishna's devotees, you watch what happens to you. Right? If you are holding devotees back, see what happens. Krishna will be very heavy. We have to be very careful how we treat. So Vyomasura, he was doing nonsense, and Krishna just grabbed him, right? Crushed him. Krishna then smashed the boulder, blocking the cave's entrance, and led the trapped cowherd boys to safety. Thereafter, as the demigods and cowherd boys sang his glories, he returned to his cowherd village, Gokul. So as they went back to Gokul, what did they do? Yeah, it's called Sankirtan. Sankirtan means hearing and chanting about Krishna. So they absorb themselves. Krishna kills the demons and he just keeps playing. No problem. Krishna turned the Bhagavan a key. Jai ho. So tomorrow night, chapter 38. Chapter 38 means, who comes? So this is very sad, because now Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Please keep up with your fees for the course. Some of you are dropping behind in your fees. Keep up. Hare Krishna.
There's no.